Chapter 14. We ran. Through the ship, away from the noise of fighting, along a transverse corridor that connected the reception chamber to the kitchens and servants' quarters behind it. A Tau, in the livery of the Earthcast Diplomatic Support Group, popped his face round the door and I snarled to him to get back into his cabin. There was a minimal number of Earthcast servers aboard. A lucky happenstance, I thought at the time. They'd have been slaughtered. Everything's calculated, though, isn't it? My time with Skill Talker should have taught me that. "We'll get him to the other side," I said. "We'll hold there until the threat is confined." "You lead, I'll take the rear," Othelia said. "Give me another chance to take a crack at those Hortons." He was really angry. He looked wild, all that blood on his face. It was eerily silent here away from the fight. The Space Marine ship was no longer firing on us, not wanting to kill their own, I guess. We reached the other side of the vessel and turned toward the rear. "This way," I said. I was panting. The air on Tau ships is too thin. "There's a strong point just down here. We can take station there and wait this mess out. I counted 20 Space Marines or so. That's a lot, but there's no way they can fight their way out of that." "Jathan, stop," Othelia said.
"Why?"
"Because we just ran past the lifeboat bay."
"What's that got to do?"
There was the building hum of a pulse gun, the whip crack discharge. I whipped around to see Crix go down. Smoke poured out his thin chest. His beak clacked once and his eyes dulled. He was dead. I stopped. Shock almost got me, but I had my gun up, pointing it without thinking at the Kroot's assassin. Othelia.
"Stand down, Jathan," he said. All the anger had gone out of him. He was calm, and that made me very worried. "This is where you're staying. Me and the poor El are going on alone from here."
"What?" "Drop your gun now!" It took a moment for me to figure out what was going on. I was confused. There was no warning of Athelia's treachery. One moment we were running away from the battle, intent on getting Skill Talker to safety. And now this? And then it all clicked. This has been planned. All along. Skill Talker's the target. The attack is a diversion.
"Almost, Jathan. I'm the backup plan."
Blood was still trickling down his face.
"You always were a sharp one," he said. "Only this time not sharp enough."
Perhaps I should have shot him there and then. Maybe if he'd still been wearing his helmet, I would have. But I was looking into his face, wounded in a battle we'd fought together in. We were comrades for the Emperor's sake. I just couldn't do it. I'd fought with him for 9 months. All this time he'd been waiting for his moment. Didn't make any sense. Athelia. There was no triumph in what he said. I figured he wasn't acting of his own accord. He couldn't be. "You're a plant?" He nodded reluctantly. "How long?"
"From the beginning. Does it matter? There are plenty of us. The Inquisition's been trying to infiltrate the Gwei Vesa since the last war. They kept me on standby. I guess they didn't want to reveal their trump card."
He swung his gun barrel away from me then, pointing at Skill Talker's head.
"I should kill you too, Jathan."
"Why?" "You had us all convinced you hated the Imperium."
"I still do. It was my poor luck my world got caught up in all this. We'd been minding our own business for the last 10 millennia, when the First Crusade comes crashing into the sector. You know this part of space is alive with lost human worlds? I mean, I say lost, and we know where we are. The Imperium would know about more of them, if it gave a damn for this part of the galaxy. Some of them have never even heard of the Imperium. We had, and wanted no part of it. Unfortunately for us, the Imperium didn't agree. At least I'm still alive, unlike just about everybody else I ever knew. Now drop your gun, or I swear I'll kill the poor El before I die."
That did it. I'd have sold my own life for Skill Talker's, I think. In the great calculations of who was worth more alive, Yu Tao doubtless rated him much higher. But it was more than blind loyalty. I cared about him. He was the first damn friend I'd had in a long, long time. I lowered my gun. He jabbed his carbine muzzle toward the lifeboat bay. I put my hands up and back slowly toward it. The circular door spun and opened at my approach, and we entered the bay, a semicircular room with five lifeboat hatches at equal intervals around the wall.
Why are you doing this? I said.
My throat was dry and my words caught. Athaliar's face was red. His eyes were bright, with tears or fury, I couldn't tell. The way he was glaring at me down the barrel, it was defiant. Like he was challenging me to disagree with what he was doing, to call him to put his weapon down, to reach for my knife. Anything to make shooting me easier, because I saw then that he was relieved I'd obeyed him. He didn't have it in him to kill me either. He wiped the sweat from his face on the undersuit in the crook of his arm. The gun remained quiet. He answered me instead.
They have my family.
Who?
The damned Inquisition,
he shouted back.
Who do you think? Your thrice damned Inquisition.
I held up my hands. They're not my Inquisition. They never had been, even back when I'd been one of the Emperor's loyal subjects. Who regards the Inquisition as on their side for the love of terror?
I'm a member of the Tau Var. You are too. Don't do this, Athaliar. They'll cut him up alive to see what makes him tick. Can you do this to him? It's Skilltalker.
Athaliar's eyes flicked from Skilltalker to me and back again.
I have no choice. It's him or my children. My children, Jason.
They'll never let you have them back, you know that. His eyes said he did know. I didn't blame him. In his situation, would I have done any different? I ask myself that sometimes. Usually at night when the screams come and the dreams grow dark and dawn is long hours away. The answer's always the same. Probably not.
I don't have any choice, he said.
He was right about that. People like him and me were all pawns on the board in the end.
They're dead already, Athaliar.
Athaliar stared at me.
You know I can't let myself believe that.
I'm sorry.
I don't have any choice,
he screamed. And he pulled his weapon in tighter to his shoulder.
If I give up, if I go over, they'll kill my family and they'll kill me. Deep cranial implant. So deep even these clever blueskins won't spot it. They get close enough to me, bang, that's it. Not that I care, but my children, Jason.
Skilltalker was his usual placid self. He held up calming hands.
Do not fear, friend Jetten.
He spoke to Athaliar.
Do not shoot, Jetten Colin. It will not advance your cause.
I don't want to kill him. They told me to leave no one alive, but I will. I'll only dance to their orders so long as they're watching. I'll leave him be if you come without trouble.
I have no intention of doing otherwise, said Skilltalker.
Good.
Athaliar kept us both covered. He was getting twitchier by the second. The sound of fighting away on the other side of the ship was getting loud enough to hear.
He doesn't really want to do this, I said.
I was sure I could talk Athaliar out of it.
No,
said Skilltalker.
I will go with him. It is what must be, for your safety.
And then Skilltalker took a step toward me.
I thank you for the service. Truly, you are Guevesa, most faithful of companions. You have served the Tau Var in ways that you may never understand. You may recall I asked you once what form your Tau Lysera would take.
I nodded.
Get away from him!
Athaliar barked. We ignored him.
I hope you will think on it further. But, my friend, this shall be our Tau Lysera.
He put out his hand.
Is this custom an acceptable display of mutual friendship bonding?
It was as if Othellia and his gun didn't matter anymore. He might have shot Crix, but that was self-preservation, pure and simple. And Crix wasn't human. When it came down to staring another man in the eye and pulling the trigger, he was as keen as putting a carbine particle into one of his team members as I was, for all he said. I reached out and took Skilltalker's hand. Dry skin, I remember. Quite rough. Feels thicker than human skin. I've not touched a Tau many times. Strange, that, thinking about it. We're more tactile than you. He gripped my hand back, his three wide digits around mine. Then he reached out his other hand and wrapped it over the top of our clasp.
This is my Talisera with you, Jathan. A binding that neither life nor death may sever, he said.
There was real warmth in it.
I pledge my bond to you. I part ways from you as your friend. I thank you for your friendship. It has been most illuminating. But also...
He said something in Tau that I didn't quite understand, and then smiled with that flat space where your noses should be, all wrinkled.
There is no word for it. Not directly in your language.
Othellia was getting more anxious, looking at the doors as if a horde of space marines were going to smash them down at any moment. He gestured with his gun barrel, the weapon still held high to his shoulder.
Go! Go!
He shouted. He reached out and slapped Skilltalker, knocking his hat askew. Oh, this made me more angry than anything, and I would have gone for Othellia there and then had Skilltalker not gestured for me to stand down. Othellia grabbed at Skilltalker's robes and yanked him backward from the room toward a lifeboat hatch. Its lock spun and the door hissed open. Othellia was treating Skilltalker more roughly than he needed. I felt for him, for what he was going through, but it wasn't right the way he was acting. Skilltalker made a gesture to me before the door slid shut, and this one I knew all too well. Tau Va, for the greater good. Only as the lifeboat's engines firing shook the dock did I realize that Skilltalker had used my human name.